Time for a little exclusive. You've downloaded the FIFA Fevenick podcast, and well done, because this could win you $150,000. Let's help you. Let's
go. The Fox's $150,000 secret.
You've got a secret. Oh, yes. Make sure you're listening to The Fox if you want to hear the secret sound. That is where you hear it, on air, The Fox. You have to be tuning in, but we want to help you out right now. Producer James Blake is the keeper of the secret sound. You are the only person that knows what this sound is, and you've joined me in the studio. Hello, it is Josiah hanging out with you. How are you, James?
Very good. It kicked up a notch, didn't it? We're now at $150,000. Kicked off with only $100,000.
And guaranteed to be a Melbourne winner, which is the best thing. Feels about so that. Good. We want to make sure someone in Melbourne wins that. So someone listening to The Fox in Melbourne will win the secret sound. And even better, you've given away a clue already. What was the clue?
Head and shoulders.
Now, this is kind of your next clue, because so many times people get on the radio and they guess the same thing twice.
Yes, and it's a damn shame, because we know that it's hard to get through. We've only got a little bit of peek behind the curtains. We've only got 10 phone lines that come into the studio. So already, your best chance to get on air, only call when we say it's time to call 131060. Yeah. But if you make it all the way on air and then guess something that's already been guessed, it really is. It's a waste of a guess.
And you hear it in their voices once you tell them that it's already been guessed. So don't switch off The Fox, or you've downloaded this podcast. You now know every answer. We're about to give you every single guess that has been on air, and so you don't double up. So all of these you hear is not the secret sound. Do not guess any of these.
Yeah.
Guess whatever else comes to your mind. It could be $150,000. It's so much money.
Tips for you, if you want to get a notepad, you can write them all down. I know some people, if they work in workshops, they'll put it up like on a window or something in their workshop. If you want to start a group chat with your mates and you all want to have a go at it together, this is the place.
Remember,
write them all down.
Last year, the lady that won the secret sound was $100,000, which is way less than what we're doing now. $150,000, so much money. They listened to our podcast and had done that, and that's why they actually won. Incredible.
I like it when people work for their money.
Yeah.
Let's stop the talking, get straight into it. So we're going to tag team here. There's been a couple of guesses. The first ever guess that we had was binder, clipping open and close, not the secret sound. Stapler, not the secret sound. Clicking to start a stopwatch, not the secret sound. Closing the lid on a lipstick, not the secret sound. Clipping dog's nails.
That's a good guess.
It was a good guess, but not the secret sound. Gardening pruners closing, not the secret sound. Clicking of keys on a computer keyboard, not the secret sound. Clicking of a pen, not the secret sound. Closing the seat belt buckle on an airplane and clicking a computer mouse button, not the secret sound.
All right, if this person thought it was an old school lamp with a drawstring, clicking on the drawstring, not that. Binder clipping, opening and closing, had that a few times, obviously not that. A tally counter, the counter clicker at a nightclub, not the secret sound. Opening a medicine bottle, terrible guess, also not the secret sound. Popping a table or a pill from a blister pack.
Now, I think that's this. We come across this sometimes. We're reading off an internal spreadsheet that we've got so we can keep track of everything. I think that's popping a tablet / pill from a blister pack.
That's what I meant. Yeah. A table. I said table, didn't I? Yeah, I should know that's a tablet. Clicking a pen, not the secret sound. Changing slides on a projector. Pushing the button on a thermal flask, both not the secret sound. Lock button on the side of the iPhone, no. And pressing a key on a typewriter.
I'm liking the diversity here, because it's all over the place at the moment. It's real sort of do the shotgun approach, see what you're hitting, and then hopefully that helps.
Is there anything that's getting close?
No.
None of these are close to what the secret sound is?
Nowhere near it.
Because you should do like in your voice and inflection, like if they're warmer, you talk higher.
Oh, yeah.
If they're colder, you go a bit lower.
Listen to my intonation and cadence. Welding torch igniter, not the secret sound. Again, hand tele counter, not the secret sound. Flap of a mailbox, pull cord on a ceiling fan. Pushing a tablet / medicine through a blister packet.
No.
There it is again. Guess. No, not the secret sound. Clicking on and off on a gas lighter. Clicking open a shampoo bottle. Ear piercing gun. Clipping a baby's car seat in. That's a good guess. Pez dispenser. That's old school. Not the secret sound. Turning a showerhead dial from like rain to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's clever. Clipping a life jacket on, the buckle.
Yeah, I like the buckle area, but if you're saying it's not, but I still feel
We haven't touched anywhere near it.
Okay. Closing a shampoo lid.
Yeah, no.
not the secret sound.
No.
Clicking in a hair bedazzle clip, not the secret sound. A hole puncher had that. Tally clicker had that. Tally counter again. Listen to the Fox, please. Seatbelt clipping in again. Clipping in a bike helmet, please listen to the Fox. Clicking on a chiropractor's gun, not that. And making a clicking noise with your mouth.
Not the secret sound. What I like about this is it's got a touch of the Powerballs about it.
Yeah,
it feels like we're reading out the numbers and we welcome our government supervisors. Okay, locking a padlock, not the secret sound. Clipping in a helmet, as you said before, Josiah, listen to the Fox. Closing a locket on a necklace, Cairo activator tool. Closing a sunglasses case in a car, the one on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's clever. Clicking a SIM card into an NBN modem.
That's a great guess.
That's someone who works for Telstra, I reckon, has guessed that. Pez dispenser came through again. Flicking a face down on the Guess Who game.
Oh, yeah.
That's clever, but not the secret sound. The magnetic charger going into an Apple MacBook. I was excited about that
because
that's MagSafe, which is one of my favorite topics to talk about. Clicking, opening and closing a shampoo bottle, not the secret sound. And finally, clicking of a metronome.
Now, I reckon that's all of them so far. So now all of those aren't the secret sound. Now, I reckon by listening to this, I reckon you've accidentally given away another clue as well.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Because you said none of them are close.
Oh.
So that means, because people might want to play in the field of what these are.
Yeah.
So if they're nothing to do with anything that we read out, then they're not in the field of it.
Yeah, no, you've made a good point there.
So that's almost like another clue.
I should, okay, I've got to be careful.
And you're not drunk.
No, I'm not. I've got to be careful with my words.
I can't wait.
I really do have to be careful with my words.
Well, that's enough of our voices. Good luck. Thanks for downloading and listening to the podcast. Fifi Fevernick, every single morning you can have cracks 6 to 9 and across the day at 101.9 The Fox. Just leave that on your dial. Plus, don't forget, if you want a fast pass, you can register for that as well. Fox.com.au. We call you so you don't have to call in.
Bingo.